From Dallas to Joburg, it's Cooler on 919.
Joining us on 919 this afternoon is Darren Stephen, who is a wealth manager at Kallio USA. Darren, thank you for joining us on 919.
Oh, thank you very much. It's crazy being on the radio in Sandton while being in Florida, and I believe you're actually in Texas.
Yes, it's just juggling all these different time zones, but the beauty of technology is it's a wonderful thing. So we'll be chatting about Kallio USA, which is the company you work for. You assist South African families who've either relocated or are planning on relocating to the USA, specifically with regards to their financial systems. You assist high net worth families in the USA, is that correct?
Yes. So what we do is we're helping those high net worth clients that are moving from South Africa to anywhere in the United States. And you know, what we really do is try and create a soft landing for them. So finances are a big part of the moving process, and we try and ensure that when clients are in the preparation stages or currently in the United States, we're the ones that will generally try and swoop in and enable them to actually understand the financial side, and B, hopefully take the care off their shoulders from it, because there's a lot of other things that crop up, like which school are my kids going to go to, and which house do I want to buy or rent, or so that's what we do in a very, very small sense.
Okay, perfect. Well, yes, you're right. There's just a minefield of things to have to wade through when you're thinking about immigration. And also that wonderful rand-dollar exchange rate, which I think feels like a kick in the stomach to most people who are thinking of moving over. Even if you are a high net worth family, all of a sudden what you had in rands converts to far less dollars.
Yeah, it does. It's, you know, when you're looking at the currency, you know, I don't know if you know of the Big Mac Index. And the Big Mac Index is essentially what the rand should be worth relative to other global currencies, in particular the United States dollar. And, you know, it shows, if you look at the Big Mac Index, the rand should be around, let's say, around 10 rand a dollar.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's the way that they really look at the Big Mac Index is, you know, when McDonald's first came to South Africa, what did the Big Mac cost? And what is it now relative to what a Big Mac meal costs in the United States? So it does actually show that a Big Mac meal in South Africa is considerably cheaper than the United States. But yes, the rand dollar should be, on the Big Mac Index, should be around 10 rand. And if I look around in the United States and I see what everything costs, you know, it's not the same way that an American is looking at it. An American is looking at it going, okay, it's in their head. I hope this makes sense, but in their head, they're looking at it saying, this is hurting me in the same way a 10 rand dollar would. Whereas I'm walking around in the United States thinking, this is hurting me like a 20 rand dollar. Mm-hmm. So it's twice as much as the Americans are being impacted by it. And it's an expensive place. I mean, we've had recent inflation in the United States, which nobody had ever really experienced in the US. You know, prices seldom ever went up. You know, financing vehicles, you could get 0% interest. You know, it wasn't something that was too normal. And yeah, just to go back to the currency, it's expensive. And you know, you need to plan for it. It's not cheap. It's not cheap, and sadly, that currency does bite you.
And your family, on a personal level, how long have you been in the States? Just over a year now?
A little over a year, yeah. We moved here at the end of 2023.
Okay.
After a fair amount of planning. And yeah, I'm a financial planner, and I mean, my life is planning. I literally try and look ahead and think of what can come up that I need to plan for, accommodate for. And, you know, in some ways we did very well, in South Africa. I made sure that, you know, I had removed myself from any companies that would need to be reported to from the IRS perspective. So silly things like if you own a company in South Africa, if you're a director of a company, the IRS is going to drill into that. Not just the IRS, but SARS as well, if you're going to make these moves. That was from the business perspective. And obviously trying to move dollars out as quickly as we could. Sadly, in the last, well, I guess the second half of COVID, if I can say that, up into recent times, we've now had inflation. So again, with the rand, trying to get money out, we were trying to do it as quickly as we could. And even leading up to, on the personal side, we'd actually put our kids into the American school in South Africa. So there's an American school in Constantia.
Okay.
And it's fantastic. It is one of the most phenomenal schools. And, you know, again, it was all in the planning process so that my kids would be used to, I guess, a bit more of the American culture.
Sure.
Doing the languages. So they've been doing Spanish for the last 3 years.
Okay.
Which, you know, has helped them in the United States. But it's also helped in that, you know, if I need to say something to my wife, I now can speak in Afrikaans and nobody else will know what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes. We use our code language a lot still.
You do.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean, there's so much planning that needs to go into, to moving overseas. And, you know, that's really what, you know, from personal experience, I can talk to clients and say, this is what I did. And this is how it's worked out well for me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've literally got the personal experience behind it all.
That's fantastic. That's the kind of person that you want advising you, because it's recent and it's fresh and it's this firsthand experience. Mm. You mentioned SARS and the IRS. No one ever wants to mess with either of those entities, and they operate so very differently from each other. What are some of the common mistakes that you've seen South Africans make when preparing to move to the States, things that they haven't been aware of when it comes to SARS and the IRS?
When it comes to moving to the United States, depending on the visa that you're going to be moving over on, you need to be aware of structures. So when you move over to the United States, the IRS will look at you and say, again, this is visa dependent, so I'm going to speak very broadly, but depending on the visa that you arrive on, okay, they're going to either say you arrive on a green card, all right, you're then, as soon as you receive a green card and you enter the United States on that green card, you're going to be deemed a U.S. tax resident, and you're going to have the eyes of the IRS on you. Okay. Now, both South Africa and the IRS do the same thing in that they look at your global income. All right. And what we find with a lot of South Africans that they come in, if it's on the green card, they've still got all of these South African structures. Now, South African structures are great if you're a South African tax resident. If you're going to become a United States tax resident, those structures in most cases are probably going to hurt you because the laws are very different here. Trusts are a fairly easy one to pick on. A trust in South Africa is treated as a separate entity to you, all right? You could be a trustee, and you could be the beneficiary, or your family could be the beneficiary, and you've put assets into this trust, and you've still got control. Now, in the United States, you don't have that that same trust structure. It's either revocable or irrevocable, meaning you're either relinquishing the rights to those assets or not. Now, if you are if you've got a revocable trust, in the United States, they see you and the trust as one and the same thing. So the problem is that all these South Africans have been pushing money away into a trust, which is a separate entity.
Right.
And all those years are basically in vain, because the IRS is going to look straight through. And they're going to say, sorry, it's one and the same thing. We're going to tax you on it. When it comes to companies, it's okay having a foreign company, but there's reporting that needs to happen. So you need to have, you need to report on any foreign controlled entities. So if you own and control the company in South Africa, you need to ensure that you report these things to the IRS. Now, a lot of people just make these mistakes, and they don't, or they assume that it's okay, or somebody's told them that it's all right. Mm-hmm. We look at all of this, and we've seen the mistakes over the years. Chat to us, and we'll put people in touch with, you know, the right CPAs or attorneys, depending on how complex the cases are. Because there's one thing when it comes to the IRS is that you'd rather be upfront.
Absolutely.
Because if they do an audit and it's down the line, the penalties are severe, and the penalties are in dollars. Mm. It's best to rather just be upfront with it and disclose it all. But there are, if I could say, the mistakes, and some of them are just so silly. You know, if people are going to be planning to move to the United States, we prefer to talk to people at least a year before, if possible, because it stops people from perhaps investing in something that's going to bite them down the line. Or we can start the process of how to unwind it, so that by the time they do arrive in the United States, it's not a problem.